This is Jane Scanlon from Fundamentally Children. I'm here with Steve from Solvit Blocks, who's telling us all about his toy.
Hi, Jane. The toy that we have is an educational puzzle for children. It's got millions of combinations. It's 9 large multicoloured blocks, and the children run about and in teams and solve the puzzle via one of the combination cards.
And what age of children enjoy this toy?
Just now it's being used in nurseries and primary schools, so from 2 years of age onwards.
And I believe that adults also enjoy this.
Yes, effectively a very good useful tool for teachers. So the teachers can impart lots of skills onto the children that are using this, and they can use it in a classroom environment, but they can also use it in a games hall environment where they run about. So yes, it's a very useful thing for teachers and children both.
The Good Toy Guide team had a go earlier. We solved this puzzle in, what was it, 2.5 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Was that a good score?
Well, I think it's not a bad time to do it in. Were you given the hardest combination to do it? Maybe not. So, I think overall it was a good time. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a go on the hardest combination later.
Okay.
And your toy is featured in the Good Toy Guide. Why did you decide to submit the toy for testing to us?
We found out about the Good Toy Guide through a business connection, and a wee bit of reading up made us realise that Dr. Amanda Gummer is the person we should contact in order to seek accreditation to the Good Toy Guide or from them. So that's exactly what we did.
And how have you benefited from being in our guide?
Well, from initial contact a few months ago, approximately 1 month ago, we were then accredited after our toy was tried, and since then we've had about 15 or 16 queries just in the last month via the Good Toy Guide. So it's been very beneficial for us.
Excellent. We're pleased to hear that. It's quite a large toy. So if I wanted to play with it with my children at home, have you got a more compact version?
Yes, there are various sizes. The main game is a foot cubed or 300 millimetres cubed. But we have a smaller version. It's a 2/3 scale version at 200 millimetres cubed. And we have kind of very small pocket versions that can be used on tabletops as well.
And do you have any more exciting products in development or any ideas?
We wrote about a dozen games in total, and we know what 4 or 5 of them do just now, but this is our first game to market.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to your future products then. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Did it work? Better never.